Okay. So we are finishing up the first mahalach. Right, the first mahalach in the sugya of right, Ta'os Bebracha is that the Ta'os relates to the machshava, right? The incorrect machshava during Shem Umafos. I developed yesterday two different versions of this mahalach. We call it 1A and 1B. 1A was that the chisaron of the incorrect machshava relates to the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana, and therefore Rishonim, Tosas v'Diyimei, had to figure out how to align this shita with the general psak mitzvahs in srichas kavana. Fine. So again, approach 1A, there's a general chisaron of mitzvahs srichas kavana. Approach 1B, as we're calling it, is that no, it's a specific, you know, din in brachos. It's not a general din in mitzvahs srichas kavana. It's a special chiddush that the shem umalchus portion of a bracha, right, is prati. Right, you would think that it's the same words you have by every bracha, so it's like a general hakdama klalis. No, the chiddush of the Rashi and the Rambam is that no, that the shem umalchus takes on a different form for each bracha. So while it seems to be the same words, it is really has to be, you know, particularized, if that's a word, to the specific bracha based on your das. And therefore, if you have the wrong das in mind, therefore you messed up the Shem Malchus portion of the bracha. But like today to discuss, and then we went on to discuss that even within this mahalach, right, the Shem Malchus, right, plays a very important role. We pointed out, does that mean that it's like tafel, right, that it's right, right? You need to get it right, but that's not enough. Right? It's not enough on its own. It's called necessary, but not sufficient. Right? The Pashas of the Gemara and the Rashba spells this out. It's that even if you think that the correct Kavanah during Shem Malchus is important, doesn't mean that if you got that right, the Chasima could be wrong. No! Of course, the Chasima has to be right, according to the Mahalach, but it's that you also need the Shem Malchus to be correct. That was one version of it, that the Shem Malchus is important, but it's tafel. The other Mahalach of the Rambam is that no, the Shem Malchus is so important, that's the Iker. And as long as you get the Shem Malchus correct, seemingly, even if you get the Chasima incorrect, you're going to be good to go, as at least the way the Rambam says it. Where? In Hilchos? Hilchos, Brachos, Ches, you know. So again, I'd like to discuss the first couple minutes, Shitas HaRambam. So again, the impression you get from Ches, Yudal, Hilchos, Brachos in the Rambam, is that the Kavana during Shem Malchus is the lone Koveya. All right, and as long as you have the correct kavana during the Shem Malchus, even if you get the chasima wrong, it seems to be fine according to the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Ches Yudalef. We're going to see that there are multiple Rambams. There are a couple Rambams which seem to give off different impressions from the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Right, again, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos sounds like the lone koveya is the correct kavana during Shem Malchus. Chasima doesn't matter. But what we have to do now is address two other Rambams, which seem to give off different impressions, and the question is, how do you square all these Rambams together? What's the other Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, which seems to say that the Chasima does matter? Exactly. That's the Rambam in Hilchos, Kriyat Shema Aleph Ches. Ben, what's the context of that Rambam? Which brachos is he discussing? Exactly, Hilchos Kriyat Shema. So there the Rambam basically just quotes that Brisa on Yud Beis, and just quotes it verbatim. And then it says at the end, like the Brisa, Shekola Brachos, Hochos, Achar, Chasimasa. So, right, Kasha number one of the Rambam is, how can the Rambam in Hochos Brachos say that it's all Talai on Shem Malchus? If the Rambam in Hochos Kriyat Shema clearly says that Shekola Holech, Achar, HaChasima. And the Psakim of the Rambam in those cases is that it doesn't matter that your initial, the beginning of your bracha was wrong, as long as the Chasima is correct, you're good to go. Seems like a blatant stira. So what's the easiest way to resolve the stira? This is the way the Kesem Mishnah says it. David? Right, what's the easiest way to explain how do you, the stira between Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Kriyat Shema?
Because you have a Bol Chadashim.
Exactly, right? So the Kesem Mishnah on the spot says, no, that's not a stira, because the Rambam is simply relying on the first answer of the Gemara in Yud Beis, that, so merely, in a Chanami, the Shem Malchus is Koveya. But in the case of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, the reason why there we follow the Chasima, because in the Chasima is not just the Chasima, it includes a new Shem. Because you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer HaMa'oros, right? So says the Kesem Mishnah, based on the first answer of the Gemara, is that the Rambam really holds that the Shem Malchus is Koveya. Why does he follow the Chasima in Hilchos Kriyat Shema? That's the exception. In the case of a Bracha Aruka, where you're going to repeat Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. So as long as you get that right, then you're going to be good to go. So the Chiddush, right? So the Kesef Mishnah says when the Rambam in Kriyashma Aleph Ches says Kol Brachos Holchos Acher Chasimasen, not Kol Brachos like all brachos, it's all brachos in this tzura of a bracha aruka where you end up repeating the shame at the end. So that's the way to solve that Rambam. Not too difficult because of the Gemara. What's the other Rambam which throws a whole monkey wrench into our understanding of Hilchos Brachos? The Rambam in Shulos. And it's even more problematic because the Rambam seems to be discussing the exact same case, right? And yet, the Rambam in Shuvos gives off a very different impression and seems to completely qualify and change the impression you get from Hilchos Brachos. Zach, would you mind? All right, Shuvos Rambam is on the Mamar Koma sheet. So again, there's a question posed by the Chach Meilunil.
Shaila al Nashakos of the Parak Shemini Leka Kos Shal Shechar Biadon Ishil Habracha al Nas Shomer Shako Vitav Amar Bori Piyadokan.
So. Right, so the pashp shot, right, is that you're holding real sheikhar, right? Sheikhar min asa'urim, real shahakal, and even though you only had shahakal in mind during Shem Machos, and your chasima is bor pei gafen, still the Rambam says you're fine. So now they ask. Right, little poetic. It's like, how does that psak make any sense? How can you, the Rambam, right? Again, the reference, the riff is a little problematic. The Kesef Mishnah deals with that. Right, how can you say you said a bori pri gafen on sheikhar? How can you say that's yotze? Shahare. Right, why is this any different than the psak in the Brisa, which says that if your chasima is wrong, in the case of Brachos Kriyat Shema, boom, gemarna, you're done. So why here if your chasima is wrong, yet you're fine? Harenu Rabenu, is that Inyan? It's like, you know, give us pshat, you're the best, right? tell us pshat, what do you mean that you're yotze in Hilchos Brachos, even though your chasima is completely wrong? Why is that different than Berachos Kriyat Shema, where we know if your chasima is wrong, you are lo yotze? Oh, so what's the tshuva?
Tshuva nu'eli, she'en ha'dvarim amurin ela b'shechar yotze min
ha'gafen. Whoa, huge qualification. Comes along the Rambam and says, when I say that you were yotze with your bor pri ha'gafen, that's only with the shechar, which comes from gefen.
Come
on. Oh, so we see there is a sheikhar that comes from grapes. Right. And it makes sense. Because once it's coming from Geffen, so that would make sense why the person can make a mistake and originally he thought it was sheikhar from Geffen, then it ends up then he thinks it's wine. Therefore v'yiftach. But it was. Why would we be talking about such a case, right? You're dealing with real sheikhar, real beer, you're going to have a tzad to say the guy's going to mess up and think it's wine? Chimi. A crazy case. You're going to take a date in your hand and then you originally have mind bore praet, and you're going to make a mistake hamotzi, like you know v'chi b'shuftani askina, phrase in the Gemara. We don't deal with crazy people. We don't deal with fools. We don't give like outlandish cases. what's the side?
Oh.
Okay, so the Rambam says must be well, or not must be. The case I was talking about is sheikhar min ha-gefen. So before, right, the reason why this is problematic, just because, right, the Rama Minyad alone makes it sound like the Shema Malchus is the lone koveya. It doesn't matter what your chasim is. But now the Rama, according to Tshuva, is saying, no, the only reason why you're Yotze in this case is because the chasima of ha-gefen is really shayach bidi eved, because it's a sheikhar min ha-gefen. So the impression you're getting from the tshuvos is a completely different idea. It's that no, that the lone koveya is not the kavana during Shema Malchus, but the chasima really does matter. And the only reason why you're yotze in this case is because the chasima bor piragafin really is shayach, at least b'dievet, to the case of Shechar Hayotze Min Agafin. Yeah, Zach.
The case of confusing a goat and a piece of bread, isn't that the case for them, like the Gemara, that someone did? You say that it's a crazy case, like...
Yeah, that's a funny case.
Like a crazy case.
Yeah, so again, not the... This is interesting. Here, if you remember, the case in the Gemara is dealing with Bracha Achrona. So there's more of a tzad to make a mistake there, because of Me'ein Shalosh versus Shalosh Brachos. I think here is, but from a Bracha Rishona standpoint, to confuse Bor Pir Eitz with Hamotzi, that's not Shaykh. I think that's what you say. But you're right, otherwise, yeah. Because you're right, that is the case, but there, that's the Gemara is talking about Bracha Achrona, so that's why Me'in Shalosh, Shalosh Brachos, that's more confusing.
I just want to Rashi in Chumash quotes Onkelos that Shaykhah means old wine and new wine. It doesn't mean like beer.
Says Yain v'Sheikhar means new wine and old wine. Exactly, yeah. So you're saying...
So he's rereading the Pasuk also.
Okay. Fair point also. Good. So the question is, what are we going to do with this Rambam and Shuvah? Right, yeah, is Rambam and Yad HaChazaka, is Rambam and Shuvah, how are you going to square the two? So there are two basic mahalchim in the Achronim, in terms of, or in the Nosa Kalim, in terms of how to square, or what do you do with this Shuvah? The first mahalach is going to be to downplay the tshuva, like the briskets we do, right? All right, completely downplay the tshuva and basically lend credence. Really, the Rama Miyad Chazaka rules the day and downplay the tshuva. That's going to be one mahalach we'll get to. The second mahalach, just by contrast, is to try to integrate the two, is to try to read the Yad Chazaka in light of the tshuva. We'll get back to that. Again, so the first mahalach, who is the original source for basically poo-pooing, for downplaying the tshuva? The Ramach, right? The Hagos Ramach. Hagos Ramach in Hilchos Brachos, doesn't say much, right? In Hilchos Brachos, basically points out, he quotes the Tshuva, and basically says, right, Mikomako ma shehishiv hu al zeh demuki alacha b'sheicher shel anavim in oklum. Right? That which the Tshuva limits the Pesach of the Rambam to sheicher shel anavim, in oklum. Ignore it, basically. Ignore the Tshuva. So the Ramach doesn't really tell you why he has a problem with the tshuva, but what's the pashtus reason why it's difficult to limit the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka to Shecher Shel Hayosim Min HaGefen? What? Because number one, okay, good. Number one is that the Rambam's whole justification is that the Kavana during Shema Malchus is Kopeya, according, if you limit to Shechar Hayosim Min HaGefen, so then that's the reason why it's Yotze B'Diyev. So again, so one problem is that the Rambam's, right, reason that he gives in the Yad HaChazaka has to do with Kavana during Shema Malchus, but according to the qualification in the Tshuva, there's really a completely other reason going on. Good. What's the other reason why it's Dochak?
The case of Adam and Eve.
Good, good, we'll get to that. That's Kesef Mishnah mentions. Excellent. What's the more basic reason? What's Stam Shechar? Stam Shechar, Shechar Min HaSorim. So just like when the Rambam writes Yad HaChazaka as a closed work, right? It's not meant to have a parish of his tshuva, which was written later when the Chachmei Elanil challenged him, right? It's a closed work. It's supposed to be understood based on itself. When the Rambam says, Kos Shel Shechar, Bepashas, that means Shechar Shel Sorim. So Bepashas, the Ramach, is either rejecting it because of, right, Shmuel's reason, that just the reasoning of the Rambam here seems to focus on the Kavana during Shema Malchus, or just simply, it's a dochak to qualify, to be mukim, right, the Stam Sheikhar as Sheikhar Min HaGefen when the Rambam doesn't say anything of the sort. So again, so the first makor, right, to downplay the tshuva is the Ramach. Oh. Who is the other prominent Nosakeli who also, based on many, many kashas, also downplays the tshuva? The Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, it's a really, really long piece. Again, this is towards the end of it, after he quotes the tshuva. So I'd like to focus on a couple of the questions and the ha'aros of the Kesef Mishnah. Question number one that the Kesef Mishnah points out is, wait a second. Right, if the Rambam is qualifying, right, his psak, right, if the Rambam in tshuva is qualifying, right, the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka to say, oh, the Shechar at hand is Shechar Shel Geffen. Then the Pashtus, that's also Pshat in what? In the Gemara. Right? Whatever is Pshat in the Ram of the Yad Chazaka, presumably is back, you have to put back in the Gemara. So says the Kesem Mishnah, if you just plug this back into the Gemara, it doesn't really make sense. Because when, right, in the, right, what's the one case in the Gemara where the Taos works B'di'evet? Where is the, what's the case in the Gemara? What?
It's wine, but you think it's...
Exactly. The case where it's Chamra, and you think it's Shechar. So what does the Gemara say in that case? That case is Pshita. Because Pshita, because if the Taos would work B'di'evet, of course it's not going to be Ma'akev. Because even the Taos works B'di'evet. So that's the guess submission of question number one, which is, the Gemara should say the same exact thing if Shechar is Shechar Minat Gefen. Right? If Shechar is Shechar Minat Gefen, and the Taos of HaGafen really does work B'di'evet, then just like the Gemara says Pshita to the mistake of, right, Shechar, which you think is Chamra, right? Because, no, sorry. Just like, right, just like the mistake where you are about to say Shahakal on wine, the Gemara says Pshita because the Taos works B'di'evet, the Gemara says the same thing here. Right? If, right, the thing at hand is Shechar min HaGefen, and you, your Taos is HaGefen, that works B'di'evet. So the Gemara just like says Pshita in that case, the Gemara should say also Pshita in this case, it is Pashit, if you're making your Taos is to make a Bar Pira Gefen on Shechar min HaGefen, Pashit, that case is Pashit, because the, even the Taos works B'di'evet. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is the kasha that Pinchas just mentioned. What's the other problem, besides the dochak, right, what's the other problem of limiting the first case to Shechar Shel Geffen, Pinchas? Because the next two cases, right? The Gemara, right, the Rambam doesn't just have one case. The Rambam has two other cases. Anyone have the Rambam out? Right, Hilchos Brachos. So again, after the case of Shechar, okay, so he says, let's say the Shechar is Shechar Min HaGeffen. So that, the Taos works B'di'evet, and that's the pshat. But you have two other cases. This is V'chein Imhayu Lefan of Peros Haaretz.
V'chein Imhayu Lefan of Peros Haaretz is called HaBracha Al-Nazal Merpere Adama V'chein Imhayu Adama V'tav Ha'omlai Barpereiz Imhav Zinoso.
Right, so in that case where you have a vegetable and you, the Taos is that your Chasima was Barpereiz B'di'evet. Zach, does that work? No. That, we know that that case for sure that the Chasima B'di'evet doesn't work. But yet he says it's fine. And the next case, Imhayu. Right. Even though, again, does Amotzi B'di'evet work on Mizonos? No. Yet the Rambam says it's fine because of the Shema Malchus. So, right, so Kasha number two of the Kesem Mishnah is that even if this Tshuva qualifies the first case, but doesn't account for the second two cases, so obviously, there's something more going on in this Rambam. Yeah.
Why doesn't Hamotzi work on Mizonos if you have Koveas? Like,
we're not talking about a case where you Koveas. It's either, yeah. It's not, we're not talking about that case. He would say that.
Case.
Yeah, he would say that. You'd have to say that. Right, it doesn't sound like that. It's good.
It doesn't say that it's Shechar Menachavanim, so maybe.
Okay, so add that. It's another kasha. It's not a terrorist, it's more of a kasha. Okay, but not the pashas, right? You agree? Not the pashas. The third point the Kesem Mishnah says is like, wait a second. Maybe you can reread the tshuva. Because if you look very carefully at the tshuva of the Rambam, right? Brian, does the Rambam ever say that if you were to make the Bor Pia Gafen on Shechar Min HaSaorim, that would be Lo Yatza?
No.
No. All the Rambam says, right, when the Rambam changes it from Shechar, right, from Stam Shechar to Shechar Min HaGeffen, what's the only thing the Rambam talks about?
That I got mistaken.
Yeah. The Rambam is just saying, right, the only type of person who would make such a mistake is if it's Shechar Min HaGeffen. So says the Kesem Mishnah, maybe the Rambam is not agreeing with the Kasha of the Chachmei Lanil. The Kasha of the Chachmei Lanil is that the case of HaGafen on Sheikh, on Stam Shechar, shouldn't work. Right? And then the Rambam changes the case. So the Pasha is when the Rambam changes the case, it sounds like it's saying, in Chanami, you're right, Chachmilinil, it shouldn't work by Stam Sheikhar. Therefore, it must be Sheikhar Min HaGefen. But if you look very carefully at the Tshuva, the Rambam never says that, oh, I'm changing it because you're right, the Psak of HaGefen, or the Chasim of HaGefen, wouldn't be Yotze if it was Stam Sheikhar. It could be the Rambam is just changing the case because Otu Beshuftini Askina. But in Chanami, the Rambam really holds that the Psak is correct. It's just a more likely case of mistake is if it's Sheikhar Min HaGefen. I guess the Mishnah says the problem is that then the Shoel and the Tshuva, they're talking past each other. He says, I don't like that because the Chachmil and El are clearly saying there's a problem in Psak. And if the Rambam is disagreeing and saying there's really no problem in Psak, it's just a problem of just the likelihood of the case, so then they're talking past each other. So he says, I would rather not interpret that as the Tshuva of the Rambam. But in short, the Kesem Mishnah says, for all these reasons, let's go over the Chibur and reject the Tshuva. So in short, for all of these problems, the Kesem Mishnah, like the Ramach, say, let's ignore the Tshuva because it's too many problems, and let's just go with the Chibur. That is the way to go. So again, in terms of the first way to resolve the Rambams, right, the way of downplaying the Tshuva is the Gos Ramach says this, and then also the Kesem Mishnah also says, let's ignore the Tshuva. It's sasum, hard to understand. Let's go with the Chibur.
Is he putting it in the Yalei Chazaka, or he taking the explanation and explaining it in the Gemara?
Who now?
The Gesem Mishnah.
Keshna?
I mean, if the Rambam wrote that he meant something, so obviously also in the Yalei Chazaka.
I think he's saying like there's something off with the Tshuva. There's something off here, therefore we can't understand it. So leave it alone and let us go with the Rambam and Chibur. That's what he said. La halacha, let's just follow the Rambam and Chibur. That's the psak. There's tshuva. Something is problematic here. Either he's saying something's missing or the incorrect gear. Something's off. So let's ignore. So that's the Ramach and the Kesem Mishnah. Ignore the tshuva of the Rambam. Let's go with the Rambam in the Chibur. But which prominent Keli, Benosa Keli, says no? Let's put both Rambams together and let's reinterpret the Chibur in light of the tshuva. Lecha Mishnah. So Lecha Mishnah has a fascinating mahalach. Lecha Mishnah, because he wants to combine everything, and this is how he resolves all the Rambams all together, is that yes, the Rambam Shita is that Kavana during Shem U'Malchus is the Koveya. Kavana during Shem U'Malchus is Koveya, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, and therefore even if the Chasima is incorrect, you're still going to be Yotze. But there's a Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Chasima cannot be Sheker. It can't be complete Sheker. So again, Shita, the Kesem Mishnah's understanding, the Lecha Mishnah's understanding, is that really the Kavanah Der Shem Malchus is Koveya, and therefore the Chasima doesn't have to be correct, but while it doesn't have to be correct, it can't be Sheker Gomor. This is how the Lecha Mishnah is going to explain all the Rambams. So he says, what's the one case where the Chasima is Mamish Sheker, and therefore, lo yatza, Hilchos Brachos. Hence, the Rambam Psak in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. There, it's Yom, and you're saying Lila, or it's Lila, you're saying Yom. That's Mamash Sheker. Therefore, lo yatza. So the way Lecha Mishnah accounts for that Rambam, I say, yeah, because even though Shema Malchus is Koveya, the Chasima doesn't have to be correct, but it can't be Sheker. And the case of the Hilchos Kriyat Shema, where you're making a mistake between Yom and Lila, that's Mamash Sheker. That explains that. Oh, how is he going to explain the Psak and Hilchos Brachos? There, isn't it Sheker? So let's go through each one. So he says, why isn't it a Sheker to say Bor Pri HaGafen on Sheikhar? Because what's Pshat? The Pshat and the Tshuva. He accepts the Tshuva, that the Tshuva, right, qualifies that the Sheikhar at hand is Sheikhar Min HaGafen. So while Bor Pri HaGafen is not the right Bracha, but it's still not Sheker, because at the end of the day, it is a Pri of the Gafen. That's number one. Case number two, right? Case number two is where you say a Bor Priya 8 on Hadama. Why isn't that Sheker? What does Lecha Mishnah say? Exactly, because there's some Havminas of the Gemara that the Shem Pri, right? Pri, which something which is Yotze, right? Also applies to vegetables. Similarly, says the Lecha Mishnah, the last case, that even Mine Mizonos, have a shem lechem. Again, and then he goes on to prove it. And he says, yeah, each one is a bigger chiddush, that's why it's lo zu av zu, lo zu av zu. But lechemish is mahalach, again, is that yes, the Rambam thinks that the shem, kavana during shem machos is koveya, and therefore the chasima could be incorrect, but it can't be sheker, and that's how he puts together all the Rambam. So while the Ramach and the Kesem Mishnah, right, say, ignore the tshuva, let's just take the chibra on its own, lechemishna has this, right, ingenious mahalach to combine everything. Yeah, Pinchas.
Is that also like a machlokes and machlokes brachas, whether Gofen would work dievid on Sheikh or Gofanim?
And the Lechem, interesting. It's ironic, yeah. Lechem is saying, although, did he say it wouldn't work or does it need to work?
No, he's saying, if it would work.
Yeah, then for sure. Yeah, so yeah, but yeah. I definitely think that's something going on there. Again, that assumption, the Kesem Mishnah, really comes from the Chachmim Gadol, right? Or the Shuvah, at the very least. Right, so that's another nekuda going on here. The Lechem Mishnah, because for him, the Koveya is not whether the Bracha works but the Eved, but it's just whether it's Sheker Gomor. So he can just say, yeah, Shecher Min HaGefen. It's not going to work for that even but the Eved. Right, I think that's good. Yeah.
The Lechem Mishnah, Rabbi said that, really the Rabbi involved that Kavan is Eker. Didn't the Lechem Mishnah say only in the Kula world? Because we're Masupik, so we don't know what to do.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's why we'll get back to that later. Yes, he does think, and therefore the other way would also be fine.
So only the fetus tzad that's in the world of the kula, that's how you're able to say shek, this whole shek entire.
But I don't know if we'd be limited to that.
If you would say that kavan is ikar, because it's ikar, you would still say shek?
Maybe, perhaps. I don't think that's mukhrach. I think you're right. That happens to be the shita of the lach mishnah. I don't know if that was mukhrach, you had to say that way. Because it could be, it still could be, even if that's the ikar, we still don't completely, again, just like we know, ikar sometimes connotes there is a tafel, right? So just because something is the ikar, it doesn't mean that's the only thing that matters at all. Okay? Yeah.
The spell of the Kesem Mishnah.
Yeah.
It's only working if the Rambam is basic
very good. Do you know the Rambam Pasuk's like?
No.
He passes like a Vyokana. I don't want to get into this. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Aleph Hay, Paskins that you need Shem and Malchus.
And also in...
If you look very carefully...
The Rambam is running in the Hilchos Brachos that the Ikar Brachos is...
Shem Malchus, yeah. If you look very... I don't want to get into this, but it's a great question. If you look very carefully at the Kesem Mishnah, I think he's dealing with the issue. Right after... If you notice, he says... After he says the whole mahalach, he says "Va'afal pisha ein besofen malchus." I think he asks the kasha. He doesn't tell you, even though it's only malchus. How does he end? Kiven shapsicha me'in chasim, me'in chasima, ki ka'amar bracha malchus me'ikar atar vayu ka'amar. Again, I think he's addressing that. I think there's still a problem because at the end of the day, your original malchus was wrong.
Yeah, but it's a klal. It doesn't matter what you're saying in the psicha. Every time, in every case, it's part of the
chasim. Could be, yeah. You have to say an edit that you like sort of like transpose. You take the original shem malchus and you take it to the end.
It's part of the
chasim. Yeah, so yeah. I had that in mind. Great kasha. And I think the Kesem Mishnah, like Medaik, I think is addressing that kasha with that part. So excellent. Excellent. Adkan, mahalach number one in the sugya, that the toes at hand is in the realm of machshava. Now let's get to mahalach number two in the sugya, that know that the toes is in the realm of nusach habrach. Right? And we're going to see, according to the second mahalach, right, these rishonim who adopt the second mahalach reject the first mahalach because they say, kavana, who cares about kavana? They think the sole koveh is going to be the dibur, the nusach habracha. Therefore, they think the toes at end has to be related to an incorrect nusach. And what ends up coming out is that the cases where the person made a mistake in the nusach, in the chasima, and therefore has two chasimas. I'm leaving this vague. Where two chasimas, one chasima is incorrect, and one chasima is correct. We'll see as a machokas within the second mahalach, what's the seder, right? Which one is the Gemara Mesupik about? But again, overall, the second mahalach is that the Tos is not in the realm of Machshava, the Tos is in the realm of Dibur. Who is the original source? Who's Girsa's original source for this Mahalach? The Rif. Right? Let's go back to the Rif. So the Rif on Vav Amar Aleph Bedapeh Rif. Bedapav, I should say. Right? The Rif basically, right, once we're there, the Rif basically leaves out one keyword. What's Zach? Adaita. The Rif leaves out the word Adaita, and the case is that it's Pasuch Ubarach B'deshikra V'siim B'dechamra. So everyone's medayik in the Rif, including like the Rush. Right? The fact that he leaves out the word Adaita when he says Pasuch with one and Siim with the other, that means that you have two chasimos. You originally have one chasima, and then you correct it to a second chasima. Nothing to do with Machshava. The Tos is in the realm of Dibor. All has to do with what, which chasima you choose. So the Rif, and the Girsa of the Rif, clearly adopts this Mahalach. It's not Adaita. It's nothing to do with Machshava. It has to do with the Nusach of the chasima. Right? So that is the Rif. Now let's get up. And many of the Rishonim around the Rif, again, are going to adopt this Mahalach. And let's just see inside how they prove it. Starting with the Rivid in Kasav Sham. Os Dalet. Sorry, Shmuel. Hope that didn't bother you too much. Right? Os Dalet, do you have it, Shmuel? Oh, so let's do the beginning now. So he's going to, again, the Ravid is going to explicitly adopt the second Mahalach and reject the earlier Mahalach that was based on Machshava. So you see Amar Avram, Shonim Rabos? Do you have the... I have, and the Ozohad, they put Osios on them?
Yeah, they have the...
It says Shonim Rabos and maybe Vavam Abes. Anyone have it? Shanim Rabos Nisasenu Bepirash Atzarfati. For years and years, I was trying to figure out the pshat in Rashi and Tosfos. Right? Behind him, Mashlichim Perish Agon.
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
It just doesn't have the word
Shanim Rabos. Okay, fine. You continue. Mashlichim Perish Agon Barach.
Behind him, Mashlichim Perish Agon Barach.
Right, and this pshat of Rashi totally throws away the Gaonim and the Rach, but it's a mistake. But tell him why. Right, lo matzina. Right, we never find that your mistaken kavana is going to be a problem. Who cares about your kavana? Even my Kriyat Shema, only the first pasuk is ma'akev. Kavana by the first pasuk is ma'akev. Kol shekein zeh shemiskavin l'shem bracha me'olam. Of course, here you're bimchavin for a bracha rishona. You just have the wrong bracha in mind. Who cares? So again, so raya number one is misvara. Right? Misvara, the machshava, an incorrect machshava shouldn't be a problem. So it has to be a problem in Nisach HaBracha. Now the rabbi is going to bring a textual raya. V'od. Adaita Deshikra. He says, and he likes the ribs. Girsa says again, Raya number two, right, Raya number one is Misvara. Machshava shouldn't be a problem. Number two, he adopts the ribs Girsa. Therefore, there's no Lashon of Adaita. Therefore, of course, the Pashup shot is that it's a toast in the Nusach. And third Raya, Guf HaBraisa.
Guf HaBraisa Namikach.
Where it's all about Pasach B'Yotzer or B'Sayim Marav or Ravim. Again, it's all about the Nusach. So the Ravid, again, adopts the Rif Shita, that the Toas at hand is a Toas in the Nusach HaBracha. And again, it brings Raya Misvara, and then it brings Raya from the Rif Skirsa, and then from the Brisa, which similarly is all about Toas in the Nusach. The Milchamos, again, right, the Ramban here, again, similarly, very similar to the Ravid, says Misvara, right? There should be no problem of an incorrect machshava. And then additionally, because there's no word about Daita in the Nusach, right? It's very clear, and again, the Nusach of the Braisa, both of which are very clear that the Toas at hand has to do with the Nusach, right? An incorrect chasima and not an incorrect machshava. Fine. So you have the Rif, the Ravid, and the Machamas, all explicitly adopting the second Mahalach, that the Toas has to do with the Nusach of the Chasima, nothing to do with the incorrect Machshava. Oh. I'd like to spend the next couple of minutes now dealing with, it's a little complicated, but within this second mahalach, again, that the toos has to do with a mistaken chasima. The question is, when the Gemara has a suffix, right, about a certain case, which case is the Gemara Mesupak about? And what do you mean which case? What is the order, right? Obviously the case where there are two chasimos, right? You're saying Shahakol and Bori Peregafet, right? So the question is, which chasima, the initial or the second, which of the chasimos is correct? Which of the chasimos is incorrect? So which case is the Gemara Mesupak about, right? In the case where the second chasima is correct, or in the case where the first chasima is correct. So again, question number one is going to be, which case is the Gemara Mesupak about? And the secondary case is, then what's the psak in the other case? So again, so depending on the order of the toos, again, depending on which, right, the two chasimos, there's the, we call the initial chasima, and then the second chasima, which case is the Gemara Mesupak about? And then what's the psak in the other case? Let's take this slow. It could be a little confusing. Your head can spin a little bit if anyone saw them, girls. For those who saw them, let's go through it and try to keep it all organized. So again, there can be two different versions. We'll call it 2A. Again, 2 because it's all about the toos and the nusach. 2A and 2B. The first version, called 2A, is that the Gemara is Mesupak about the case where the correct chasima is second. Again, the Gemara's suffix is in the case where the correct chasima comes second. According to this first mahalach, if the correct chasima came first and the second chasima was wrong, what would be the psak? Vadai lo yatza. Again, according to this first mahalach, the suffix of the Gemara is when the second chasima is correct. But if, according to this mahalach, if the second chasima was incorrect, vaday lo yatza. Because according to this mahalach, the second chasima is the ikar, because that's conceived like, that's the final word. And if the final word is incorrect, for sure, lo yatza. The only suffix is when your second chasima was correct and your mistake was on the first chasima. So let's see this inside. So again, this is the Balamor. So let's see the Balamor. I'm going to pick out lines just so we don't get too confused. Again, the Balamor is going to be the first riotist, we'll call this approach 2A, that the subject of the Gemara is when the second chasima is correct. David, do you have the... So let's go for the lines. It's like a bracket. It says v'chol she pasach bezu v'siyim bezu. It's like Balamor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't have osios here, but
which word?
You see v'chol she pasach bezu v'siyim bezu yatza u'bilvat shelo yitza b'chasima. I'll read it if you guys can find it. He says, "Will you have it? Yeah, go for it." Very important. Says the Balamor, right? Right? You can't have right. Your second chasima can't be wrong. If your second chasima is wrong, vaday lo yatza. What's the case? The Arkan. Oh, the suffix of the Gemara is only when your mistake is on the first chasima. But if your mistake was on the second chasima, then for sure, lo yatza. So what's the Balamor assuming? Balamor is assuming the second chasima is the ikar. So if your second, because that's the final word, that's what you end off with. So if the second one is wrong, for sure, incorrect. The suffix of the Gemara is what happens if your second chasima is correct. And the question is, but your first chasima was wrong. So the question is that considered a hefsek? is the fact that you made a mistake on your first chasima, is that going to be a hefsek between the Shema Malchus and your second chasima, which was correct? And we'll see this, because not only in the Ravid, not only does the Baal Me'or say that the Safek is in the case where your second chasima is correct, the Ravid also says this Mahalach, and he spells out right the lumdas of this Mahalach. So let's look at the Ravid both in Oz Beis and in Oz Dalet. First in Oz Beis, again the Ravid is commenting on the Baal Me'or, and says, you're 100% right, Baal Me'or. Right? Here the Ravid and Baal Me'or are agreeing. Doesn't happen so often, right? The Ravid saying, Baal Me'or, you are correct. When your second chasima is wrong, for sure lo yatzas. You see in Oz Beis? You have it, Pinchas? Yeah. Right. What's a raya that if your second chasima is wrong, that for sure lo yatzas?
Yeah.
Right? In the case of Birchas Kriyat Shema, the Brisa clearly says if your second chasima is incorrect, vaday lo yatza.
Alma psicha below chasim lo yatza.
Double question. You see from there that a correct psicha, which he defines as like the first chasima, with an incorrect second chasima, for sure is lo yatza. Now let's go to Os Dalet. See, I guess right. We read the beginning of Os Dalet before. You see, even past that, after he quotes, he says, "Elahicha did not get shichra." It's like maybe like a line or two after we stopped reading before. If everyone can get this, it's a very important line. Say, "Elahicha did not get shichra."
How far into the thing?
You got it. Say, take this slow.
"Elahicha did not get shichra."
Right, so you're holding Sheikhar. And you, so your first one is wrong. You, right? The Amar. And then you change the Shakol. So this case where your initial Chasima was wrong, and then you corrected it. So this is the case of Mai. This is the case of the Safek. What's the Safek? Now, here's the Lumdas.
Right.
So it's not to say it's a problem, right? To say it's a problem when your first psicha is wrong and your second psicha is right, because maybe the Shema Malchus is samuch to the first psicha, and maybe the Shema Malchus is only kai on the first one, but it doesn't get which is the wrong one, and it's not able to carry over to the correct one, and therefore the correct chasima, the second chasima of Shahakol, doesn't have a Shema Malchus. Oh, Dilma. Or you say, no, the Shema Malchus is also able to go on the second one. So again, this first version, 2a, right, is that the Savik of the Gemara is in the case where the second chasima is correct, right? And the Savik of the Gemara is there a problem that you're a Mavsik between the Shema Malchus and your second chasima, which is correct, with an incorrect middle? Do you say that that breaks the tzeirah between the Shema Malchus on the correct second chasima? Or do you say, no, it's able to go on the second chasima also? So Amkan is the first mahalach of the Baal Me'or and the Ravid, that the Savak in the Gemara is when the second chasima is correct, but if only the first chasima is correct and the second chasima is incorrect, vaday lo yatza, because they hold that the second chasima is the ikar. Ad kan, approach 2a. Let's see. There's another mahalach. We'll call it approach 2b, and this is the mechamas. Everyone turn to the mechamas. Right, the mechamas is going to say no. Pay careful attention. According to the mechamas, the subject of the Gemara is when the first chasima is correct, but the case where the second chasima is correct, says the Ramban, that's not the suffix. Everyone will agree that that case is yatza. Right? So says the Mechamas, right? The Mechamas is just like one step more makel than the first mahalach, right? Whatever the first mahalach, right? The case, right? So again, I'll confuse everyone. According to the Mechamas, the suffix is in the case where the first chasima is correct, and the second chasima is incorrect. But the case where even in the case where the second chasima is correct, everyone's agree, of course, that's fine. And now the Ramban is going to spell out the lumdus behind this mahalach. Why is it so pashut in that case that where your second chasima is correct, that it's yatza, even though you're mafsik with an incorrect first chasima, right? So let's see how the Machamas is going to say this. It's okay. Everyone have the Machamas? Everyone have the Oz of Ahadar? The Oz of Ahadar, let's get to the... or anywhere. It's like halfway through where I had you see it. Again, it's the Inami Nukit Kasa de Shikra Biyadeh.
Yeah.
You have it, David?
Inami Nukit
Kasa. Just make sure if everyone can just look it inside, it's very important. Again, it's Inami Nukit Kasa de Shikra Biyadeh. So go for it. So again, so what's the case? You're holding the sheikhar.
Yeah.
So in that case, right, you're holding the sheikhar, and your first chasima is incorrect, but your second chasima is correct. What does he say? Right, yatza. Yatza l'kuliyama. What the Bala Mor and the Ravid said, that's gufa the suffix. No, that's push it. Why? What's the problem? The second chasima is clearly the ikar, and it's just you're a choser tochde dibur. So we're able to clearly ignore the first chasima because you're a choser tochde dibur. Ah, but what do you mean is a hefsek? Remember the Balamor and the Ravid said, no, that's gufa the shiloh of the Gemara because it's a tzad to say there's a hefsek. How does the Ramban deal with the issue of hefsek? Oh, how's the deal? It's not a hafsek. Why? Because it's not sheker. It's true, right? In this case, you're holding sheker. You said sheker. You're holding sheker. The baruch shem gadol machalam, hagafen, and then shahakol. Shahakol, the second one, it was clearly the ikar. But I mean, you're mafsek with bori per gafen. What does Ramban say? That's not a hafsek. Why? Because it's true. Hashem was bore pri hagafet. So the Ramban's chiddush is that the reason why it's pashut that there's no hefsek, because for the Ramban, the koveya for hefsek is, it's like lechem mishnah-esque in a different way, is sheker versus emes. And for the Ramban, as long as that which comes in between is emes, bore pri hagafet, so then that's not going to be mafsek. Obviously, the Rivet and the Balamora say that the Koveya for Hefsek is not just MS Ba'alma, but it's whether that's relevant to the case at hand, right? So the Rivet and the Balamora say, no, that case is the subject of the suffix, because it's a tzad to say that if you say Bor Pir Gafen on Sheikhar before you get to your Shahako, that's a Hefsek, because Le'inyan, the Sheikhar that you're holding, that's irrelevant. The Ramban argues that no! That's not a hefsek, because the koveya for hefsek is if you were to say something which is sheker. But since Bore Priya Gafen, Hashem did create grapes, therefore that's not a problem. Yeah.
Wait, so, but it's not, Tokhe Dibur doesn't save you from hefsek. I'm trying to make sure.
What?
Tokhe Dibur doesn't save you.
No. Yeah. That just saves you that, oh, this is a good bracha.
And like if you say it, presumably holds the bracha of Tela. And if you just say that, if you just say Bore Priya Gafen, even though it's true. So like,
yeah, correct.
Get it for hefsek,
to him, once you get the relevance to the chetza at hand with your chasima to the chazara, so that's not right. So again, so we have accounted for the food or the drink at hand. Oh, you said borei priya gafen, and that's irrelevant. Yeah, fine, because it is true. Oh, so continue on. But yeah. So if the case where the second chasima is correct is pasha that you, it does work. So what's the suffix?
Ah,
what's the suffix? Are you holding sheikhar and you start with the correct one?
But then
and then you go back and do the wrong one. So again, remember in this case, the Balamor and the Ravid said for sure that doesn't work. Right, they said, for sure that doesn't work. At the end of the day, the siyum, right, the second one is the ikar. So he says, no, maybe there's even a sad that this would work. Why? Chazara betos, shechazer, v'siyum, shelo keroi, lo havi chazara, lepasla. What's his tzad? His tzad is that once you have your good bracha, right, you're holding sheikhar, and you say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekol Ni'eved Varo. So it stops. Once you got your good bracha, like, you know, turn off the tape recorder. You then add Borei Perek Avin, who cares? Once you got your bracha in, right, it's not going to be a problem. So that's the one tzad in the suffix to say, even though the second, right, chasima, which is generally the ikur, is wrong, a chazara bitos, lo shmei chazara. That's the one tzad. Oh, Dilma. Or do you say, no? At the end of the day, the second chasima is the ikur. So therefore, if as long as you know, rechozer to the wrong one, it's going to be a problem. So again, approach 2a says that the subject of the suffix is when the second chasima is correct. But the case where the second chasima is incorrect, approach 2a says, vade lo yatza. The second mahalakha called 2b says, no, the suffix is where, or the suffix is when the first chasima is correct. And the suffix is whether we just view it as a chazara betos, lo shmei chazara. But in the case where the second chasima is correct, and according to the Ramban, pashut that is yotze, because it's a chazara tochtei dibur. As long as you're being chozer to the good thing, of course that works. And Ramban thinks we're not worried about hefsik because it's not sheker. Yeah.
According to Ramban, the case that we say pasach with the right thing, you're finishing off the whole bracha.
One more time. In the Gemara Suffolk.
Yeah.
The Gemara Suffolk is you say Baruch Hashem Lakeinu Melech, you're holding sheker. Baruch Hashem Lakeinu Melech Haolam. Shakol niyeh bidvaro, borei priya gafen.
So it doesn't look like the Raivid or, and they hold on, they see the words pasach, they say that you set some of it, and then when you're chasam, you admit all that, then you switched.
Okay, does that matter?
Yeah, but then how could, maybe they agree with the Ramban, that of course it would work if you said rachadash, you made a perfect racha, and then you go after, it stops there, you work.
No, because you could clearly say that a chazara is going to ruin it. Right, they're holding that if your second chasima is wrong, they're going to say that for sure that's a problem.
But only maybe if you don't finish off the first bracha.
I think for the lashonos, again, I'll get raya against in the case of the price, the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Right there, you said yotzer or, right, and then you say ma'ariv arav lo yatzah. Right, and that's what the Raya brings. The Raya, you see from there that your chasima is incorrect. For sure, it's going to be a problem. Okay? Oh. The other, so again, within 2a, right, that the case of suffix is when the second one is right. That was the Balamor and the Raya. 2b, that the suffix is wherein the first one is right. That is the Ramban and Machamas and the Gaonim in the Rashba. Alright, so let's look at, anyone have a Rashba? So it's fascinating, the Gaonim, and then the Rashbas will conclude the Rashba's argument. Known as the... Well, so the Gaonim is quoted by the Rashba, are going to be very much like the Ramban, that the suffix of the Gemara is when the correct Chasima is first. Aval Gaonim Zal, this is from the Rashba, Aval Gaonim Zal Garsi as follows. Nokit Kasa Dechamra, fine. Inami, nokit kasa de shikra. You're holding your sheikhar. Ukasavar de chamru. So pasach bid de chamra, bisiyem bid de shikra, yatsa. So in the case where you have your mistake first, and then you have the correct chasima second, vada yatsa like the Ramban. Because of course, as long as your second chasima is correct, it's a chazara tochnei dibur. That's fine. What's the suffix? Another case. Ella pasuk b'dishikra, when you're holding the sheikhar, and you start correctly, pasuk b'dishikra, v'siyim b'dichamra, then my. But when it's only the first one is correct, and the second one is incorrect, that's the case of suffix. So again, so the Gaonim agree with Ramban. But what's fascinating, this is what we'll conclude with, what's fascinating is that the Rashba throws this all out. Up until now, Balamor, Ravid, Ramban, Gaonim, are all assuming that which one is more important, the second chasima or the first chasima? The second one. They're all assuming that the second chasima is the ikar. Right? And according to each shita, that plays itself out. The Rashba throws everything on its head. He says no. And again, before that, what's the tzad, Pincha? What's the svar to say that the second chasima is more important than the first one? That's what you finish with. That's the final word, right? Everyone wants to get in an argument. Everyone wants to get the last word in, right? That's the final word. The Rashba says no. It's the opposite. The ikar is the first chasima. What's the tzad to say the ikar is the first? What's the benefit of the first one? It's samuch to the shame of malchus. So it says the Rashba. The Rashba rejects this whole second mahalach because he says the only koveya is the first chasima. Says the Rashba, if the first chasima is correct, vaday yatsa. If the first chasima is incorrect, vaday lo yatsa. He says there's no room for suffix. Because according to the Rashba, it's beautiful to show us here, the only thing we care about is the first chasima, which is samach to the shema malchus. The second chasima, which you say later, at that point we already turned off the tape recorder. That's off the record. It doesn't matter anymore. So says the Rashba, you can't learn the suffix of the Gemara as being this toos in the nusach because there's no makom of suffix. If the first chasima is correct, vada yatza. If the first chasima is incorrect, vada lo yatza. So says the Rashba, he adopts Shitas Rashi, that the sugya must be all about das, like mahalach number one. So again, which is important, he showed that the Rashba, because the Rashba, right, the Ravid, the Balamor, the Mochamis, the Gaonim, all assume that the second chasima is ikar over the first chasima. And therefore, that was the basis of the suffix and the whole Shaka Bataria. But once you assume, like the Rashba, that really the first chasima is the ikar and the sole koveya, to the extent he doesn't even care about what the second chasima is, so therefore there's no makom for suffix, because whichever one comes first, if it's correct, yotze, if it's incorrect, lo yotze.
The Rashba is saying that it can be that the last thing will change what the brother said, right? Because it's too far.
Exactly, too removed.
I think that the Ravid wanted to answer on it because the old Shunim are explaining the Gemara that he said, like, the whole thing, and then the whole other thing. But the Ravid is saying that it's not.
Oh, yeah.
He's saying, he said,
is what? Ephraim was referencing. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so therefore what?
So it's a bit more question. I mean, maybe the Rashba will, it's a bit of an answer for the Rashba. The Rashba is saying it's too far. You can't change what you just said. But when you're saying just the...
You're saying it's only like a meksa.
It's like, yes.
So again,
also in the other cases also.
But again, like I said to Ephraim, the Rashba does, you know, it's okay, does embrace the Braisa, which says that even if the first chasima is in full, still, if the second one is wrong, lo yatza.
Who was the Ravid?
Yeah, the Ravid.
Right, why not? If the second one is wrong, because you said the whole second one. I mean,
okay.
It's an answer for the Rashba's question.
I mean, you're trying to be miyat. What are you trying to do?
It's an answer for the Rashba's question, because the Rashba asked.
Who cares about the second one?
Who cares about the second
one? So you're saying maybe it makes a difference if the first one is
no, it's just.
If it's incomplete. But it's interesting, the Rashba doesn't go that way, right? The Rashba says, therefore the whole sukkah has to be like Rashi, that's all based on Das, because the sukkah can't be about two chasimos, because we only care about the first chasimos. We'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll finish the sukkah about what's the maskana, and then we'll figure out what's the next sukkah for the next couple of weeks.